Okay. Lord, Lord, we just praise you. Thank you for allowing us to have this avenue to be able to talk with one another and fellowship, pray with each other, and praise, Lord, have testimonies of your grace upon us, Lord. Not only that, Lord, sometimes, a lot of times, we all get revelation from your word when we all get together because somebody else has something. You know, everybody has a part. They have a part. I have a part. Everybody has a part. And we contribute to the body to make a whole body. And Lord, I just thank you for that that awesome experience that we have in you, Lord. You know, somebody gets a revelation on a verse or has a question about a verse, and somebody else has already had a revelation about it. And we just get to know you even closer and closer, Father. It's like you're opening up your word, which is not something that we need to increase our knowledge, but to increase our walk with you, to learn how you walk, Lord. And I thank you for that opportunity to be able to do that, to follow right in behind you in your footsteps, and to act like you, walk like you, and look like you, Father. I thank you for that, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that he's doing that to all of us. He's given us that opportunity to submit all to you, Father, and to allow you to work in us in this great walk that you've got us on. I just ask and I pray, Father, that you put it in everybody's heart to surrender all to you, to surrender your flesh, surrender the world to you. And once we do that, Father, it's so obvious that you'll just take us by the hand and lead us through this mud ball down here. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless us tonight, Lord, with your presence. And, Lord, we want to bless you, too, with some praise and worship in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Monroe. Good to see you, brother. All right. How about a testimony or praise report?
I got a prayer request. My father-in-law's got a mass on his liver. They should find out tomorrow what the results of the biopsy are. But you know, masses on when you have a mass on the liver, sometimes it can be just like varicose veins, just a whole bunch of veins all piled up. But he lost a couple liters of blood during surgery. So,
is that your uncle?
No, my father-in-law. Oh, so okay. I'm just believing for a lot of my family members. And, you know, I don't want to be anxious. Of course, I want to see the full salvation and everything. But I've already asked for that. So I'm just thanking God he's done it. And he'll follow through and open the door somehow. There's a lot of, with my family, there's tremendous, when I left the denomination, it just kind of shut all the doors. So I'm not sure how to break through all that. So I just want to trust in God for fixing all that.
Amen. Well, I believe this, Malcolm. I believe if you keep on praying and believing, they're going to come in because he's promised us household salvation.
Yeah.
I believe that. We put them on the altar and just Lord, it's yours. I can't do nothing for them. It has to be you, and leave it on there, and don't pick it back up. And he'll
praise
do
God.
Amen. All right, go ahead, brother. We'll believe with you.
Okay. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you so much for all the healing, not just physical healing, but all the deliverance and everything else that I've been praying for these folks. My family and I pray you're going to do a great deliverance, and there's going to be a lot of restoration and healing of a lot of hurts that's taken place over many, many years, way back from when these folks were even born. Some stuff that's been dragging on forever. seems like. I just thank you, Lord, that Jesus, you said to you in the Matthew, when the angel said that you, Jesus came to save his people from their sins. I just thank you, you're doing that right now. It's all, I just trust for that. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, anybody else? How about a testimony or praise report? Praise the Lord. I'll just have a praise report and I'll say, praise God forevermore. How many of you are thankful that God's your Father? He's your God. Amen. Me too. I've just been fired up all day. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a nice night. I can tell already. Ain't it, Denny?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, we're praying for direction for Saturday, whether we should go to a funeral or not in Western Kentucky. I know it's our love feast and everything, and we're kind of just waiting to hear waiting from the Lord, I guess, to hear. So, Father, we pray, and right now we ask for direction. Just give us direction, Lord, and whether we should go to a funeral or not. We just commit it to you. And we just thank you, Father. We trust that we will hear, Father, and be convinced in our hearts that what your direction is. So we thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to give a quick praise report.
All right.
Woke up and had trouble with my baseboard heat and found out the pipes were frozen. And thank God for wisdom and patience. He just led me around and let me do what I needed to do and finally found the problem or whatever, loosened all of it and got everything working without having World War III in the household, and which that probably wouldn't have happened nowadays anyways, but it was wonderful to not get stumped and be under a cloud with all that stuff. So I'm thanking God. That's it.
Well, wait a minute, George. Wait a minute. There's something wrong with this picture here. Your heater froze?
No, my pipes for my baseboard heat. I've got oil that heats water and sends it around circulating.
Okay.
But also, I got cats.
I tell you, you need to move. It's too cold up there. If your heater
froze.
Go ahead, brother. Oh, my goodness. That's too cold for me, George. That's too cold.
Oil and water?
Oh, he said.
What's the freezing point of oil, anyway?
Oh, I don't know about the oil, but I guess if it gets too cold, if the tank's outside, they mix kerosene with it to keep it from gelling up. But we burn number two, whatever fuel that is, diesel, I guess, and we have a wood stove also, so do all right, but we're not equipped. I was never equipped to live up here mentally, so it's God stretching us, you know how that is. God bless y'all.
I feel your pain, George. I feel your pain, brother. Oh, my. I'm glad he's stretching you up there, not me. Praise the Lord.
You guys snow up there?
I've been, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
I'm talking to George. Is he getting snow up there?
5 years? 9 years? 10 years? Oh, my goodness. Weren't you on the conference call when you was down in Georgia? Oh, my gracious.
That was my moose imitation.
I noticed. It's a good one, too, George. It's a good one. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. I don't know how y'all handle that cold up there. I guess you get used to it. Okay, anybody else? Andrew's sitting up there even higher than you are. He's bless his heart. Oh, my gracious. Monroe down there, 100-degree weather. You need to send some of that our way, brother. Amen. All right, anybody else? Okay. Anyone else? Praise report. How about a praise report or testimony? Yeah, Dave, go ahead, brother.
I'll give a quick testimony, I guess. And I felt, you know, the Lord last few days really pushing, you know, as far as and then some of the Bible passages I'm getting about, you know, building a wall and it's going out for the harvest, that kind of thing. And, you know, so it's just kind of pressed on me a little bit. And so I was praying. I said, well, Lord, if you need, you want me to talk about in particular about you know, just make it happen. Because, you know, I work with the same people all the time, and it's not like sometimes these conversations can come up, sometimes they don't. And so I did have an opportunity today to talk to a guy named Micah Zachary. And the guy's probably mid-30s. He's a custodian, but he's got a bachelor's degree or whatever it is. He's got a Jewish jurisprudence degree, so he's got a lawyer's degree. He's got the license, but he's just not practicing it per se. So, you know, he's a smart guy, and we got talking a little bit about Christianity a little bit, and he was conservative kind of a guy, and he's kind of, you know, he could see what's going on in the world as far as the craziness on the left. He sees that. He did, and I kind of explained to him a little bit, well, it's, you know, finally got around to saying, you know, you're seeing somewhat of a demonic realm inhabit these people. And I says, it's like catching a cold. If you listen to it and you repeat it, you got it. I says, you're going to be, that's that spirit. It's called a spirit. It's going to get on you. And I says, it's going to go around the world. And I said, you know, it's going to get worse. And I said, you know, these are the times. And I started explaining a little bit about them. And I said, you know, it's probably a good time to, because he says, I want to read the Bible someday. So I really thought about comparing the Quran and the Bible. I says, well, I think if you look at the Quran, I says, you'll see that there's a lot of violence in there, a lot of, you know, they sanction killing, especially, you know. He says, yeah, I've seen that. They want to kill Christians and Jews. And I says, well, I says, probably not a place you want to go. You're not going to really get much direction from God there. That's not really the God that I know. And so we talked a little more about Christianity, and I told him basically that, you know, where would I start? And I says, well, let's start with the New Testament. How about the book of Revelation? Well, let's start with the New Testament right now. And I said, you know, I gave him the idea that, you know, the Lord came to us and he gave us these scriptures so we can get to know who he is. And we get to understand what it is he likes and doesn't like, and we get to know who our God is. And I said, the whole idea is to bring us into his image and be his creation. And that's why we're here. That's our whole purpose in life, is to find out who God is and come into that image of God. And just to kind of sum it up a little bit for him. And I just to get him started. And I didn't talk much, you know, about Jesus. I know he's familiar with Jesus as a Savior. But just to give him an idea of what he's going to be looking at, what he's going to be expecting when he's reading this. So I just thought I'd bring that up just so, and we'll pray just for him to give him the inspiration now and because he had the ability to ask and talk a little about it. Just I want to have reinforced with the Spirit of the Lord that it get on the Spirit of the Lord, get come with him and encourage him to continue on and find out more about Jesus and more about God the Father. So, Lord, come together with this group because we ask as a group that you put your hand on Micah, Zachary, and bring him into the kingdom. Let him have the desire to read your word and get to know who you are and find out about the salvation through Jesus Christ more. Find out what you did to him on the cross, what you allowed him to become a son of God. And then he has that desire to continue forward in this. And he sees what's going on in the world. He doesn't quite understand it like all of us, but he does see the craziness. And this will give him the light and understanding why this is all happening now. And this is the time, Lord, you want to bring people in the kingdom and open up the doors to those that haven't been brought into the kingdom yet. So, Lord, I'm asking you to allow him to come in and view your kingdom and grab hold of salvation through your Son. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Did you say you started him out in Revelation?
No, he said, what about Revelation? I said, well, I said, maybe you should just start with the New Testament.
Yeah, that'd be better. Yeah. Start out in John or something. Amen. All right.
His name was Micah. Dave, he's probably could be from a believing family.
That's what I thought. Micah, the name Micah, because I asked him when I first heard that. And I said, you know, Micah's a prophet in the Bible. And he said, yeah, I heard that. He says, you have much of a Christian background. I asked him that, like a conversation or two before this one. He says, well, no, we didn't really, you know, not much Christianity in my family when I was growing up. So somewhere that it came out with that. So I'm not sure where, but I agree. It's like, well, you know, he's got a calling. And so...
What's his last name?
Zachary or something like that. It's really different. Okay. I'll have to look it up again. They call him Zach for short, you know.
Yeah. So,
Zachary.
All right. Anyone else? Hey, Pat. Good to have you on, buddy. Well, okay. Did everybody bring your praise and worship manuals with you? Bring your hymn books. Everybody got your red hymn book. Okay. You know, I'm going to share one with you here just in a minute. George sent me last week or Tuesday night, and I liked it. I'm going to share it with you if I can do that. I don't remember how to do that on this. And y'all tell me what you want, and I'll put them up there. Let me make sure I got this one. Okay, I got it. All right, good deal. All right, here we go. Anybody else got any comments or anything they want to say before we get started with this praise and worship?
I was going to ask real quick, what was that woman's name again last Tuesday you had on? That was the video with her.
I am so glad you asked. Let's see. Her name is Lana Valser. V-A-W-S-E-R, Lana, L-A-N-A, Valser, V-A-W-S-E-R. That came off of Sid Ross' show, but she has a website, too, that you can go on, but she's a woman preacher of some sort, but she has a wonderful testimony. It's a good testimony. Of course, y'all know that. Y'all heard it last week. Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can do this now. Anybody else before we get started? Okay. Let me see if I can do this. I know I can do it. Praise the Lord.
This next one is a song that Ben over here wrote, the one who talks like this. And I probably couldn't do that voice again right now if you paid me. I don't know where it came from. Probably not. But it's a song about, it's another one of the family songs. It's a song that Ben wrote back years and years ago before he has four kids now, but before he had any kids, he wrote the song kind of in anticipation of his growing family. And it's a beautiful song, and asked him if we could put it on the album. And anyway, so here it is. This is called God of My Fathers. It's a blessing on our children.
God of my fathers, huddled in the harbor, every man an ocean from his home. Their captors could not keep them when they heard the drums of freedom, the dream of a kingdom in a land they've never known. God of my fathers, strangers in this country, pilgrims on these dusty roads, across the great plains and the bellies of the steel trains, to stake a new claim in that wilderness of hope. And like my fathers, I am looking for a home. I'm looking for a home beyond the sea. So be my God and guide me till I lie beneath these hills. And let the great God of my fathers be the great God of my children still. God of my grandfathers, gone these many years now. Well, I guess they're shining like the sun. Smile and they smile, 'cause they love to see me run. Like my fathers, I am looking for a home, looking for a home beyond the sea. So be my God and guide me till I lie beneath these hills. Let the great God of my fathers be the great God of my children still. Stars and counting sand, little feet and little hands, we're counting joys. And we pray you'll know them as you knew us when you wove us. As you hold us, hold them, please hold them. Like their father, they are looking for a home, looking for a home beyond the sea. So be their God and guide them till they lie beneath these hills. And let the great God of their father be the great God of their children. Let the great God of my fathers be the great God of my children still.
All right, that's a gooder. I like that one. All right, anybody else got one?
Matt,
hey, Michael, you can...
Go ahead.
I can wait.
Oh, I was thinking of Blessed Be Your Name by Matt Redman.
Yeah, we can do that.
Hey, Michael, I'm going to have to...
Thanks, Malcolm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to QRT in a bit. But do you have that old email that I sent you with, or with the those YouTube videos of what we did with the saxophone player guy?
Oh, I don't know if I do or not.
That's a few months ago.
No. No, I don't have that. Sorry. What's the name of it?
Well, we can wait till the, I'd have to find the links and or just resend the same email. I don't know if I can do it tonight though.
Okay.
That's more pensive. It's not so praise oriented, other than maybe Amazing Grace or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I could just play some.
Wait a minute. Let me get this one going. I'm going to just leave it on share. That way y'all can tell me what you want and we'll do it.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory. Name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
your name. From the rising of the sun over us to the setting of the same. Though there's pain in the offering, oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be.
Okay. Anybody else got one? I got one. Bless the Lord, I got one. I can find it here. Yeah, here it is. Watch this, y'all. This is so cool.
There is so much bad news in the world right now, but no matter what, we have good news, and that good news has a name, and that name is Jesus Christ.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer, he's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Blind man, riches for the poor, he is friendship for the world.
Enjoy yourselves.
Anybody else got one?
Michael, how about the one that Angelica posted on the blog today?
Okay, that was the same group, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can do that. You're talking about the one that she did recently?
Yeah, I think that was just today.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one there.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but
I don't know what happened. Just a minute. There it is.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting. to me. Oh, 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 you are good to me. For your goodness, I will ever praise you. Oh, you are good to me. Oh, you are good to me. Sing it out now. Oh, you are good to me. In the hurting. Oh, you are good to me. I'll sing it loud. Dark. Oh, you are good to me. Lift your voices. Oh, you are good to me. All the time. Oh, you are good to me.
I'm sorry, I was muted up and I was sitting there talking to y'all. Anybody else got a Missy, did you have another one? I saw your hand raised. Was that because of what you said a while ago?
No, I don't have another one right now.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Well, your hand's raised.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, go ahead.
I was wondering, I don't know how to put them on, but do you have How Great Is Our God?
I got it. Who is it by?
Well, I don't know. There's several names here, but Dave, is it Lubben, L-U-B-B-E-N, is the one that's on the CD I have.
L-U-B-I-N?
L-U-B-B-E-N.
Okay.
It may also be by Chris Tomlin. I'm not sure.
Let's see what this comes up with. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hands, beginning and the end.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to show you. Anybody else got one? Go ahead, Missy. Am I unmuted? Can you hear me, Missy?
Yeah, I don't have my hand raised.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know.
Did you? Anyway, okay, anyway, you don't have one?
No.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. Does anybody know the song? We can't think of it. We listened to it a week or so ago. That Hallelujah Mob Song in the Streets by Zachary somebody?
Oh, that was, oh gosh.
Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker.
Every Praise, Hezekiah, yeah. Zachary.
You like it?
Yes.
I do too.
I like it. The women at the shelter really love that song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, we got
Every praise.
I went over there with Debbie and Denny today, and I was blessed when we went over there. Yeah, good girls. It's awesome. Denny gave a great teaching on the tongue. The tongue, what is it? Stops the curse.
Conquers the curse.
Conquers the curse. It's awesome. These girls, they're on fire for Jesus. Most of them. Okay, here we go. Are we ready? This is good.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's
who I got. Everywhere to worship. With one accord.
Every praise
is to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's
to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise.
It's
to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, every praise. It's
to our God.
Every word of worship with one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
I
want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is
to our God.
Every praise
is to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise.
I don't know how y'all can sit there on your seats when that thing was playing, glory to God. Man, I was getting all fired up there. Let's see. Here's another good one. Check this. I think we've seen this before, but I love it.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship.
Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of glory, let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like them all, though. Hang on. Let me see here. Julie's got one. Let me get it here. She might have. I hope she didn't text it. She did. Am I supposed to do that? I don't know. I don't know how to do that one. Let me see what it is.
Check me out. Check me out. Boom, bam, bam, bop. Bada bop.
Okay, Restless. Y'all know that one. We're going to do Restless. By Audrey, somebody or other. Okay, Restless.
And I'm restless.
All right, anybody else got one? Let's hear it. Got to do this one at a time now. Come on.
Michael?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. What is he in?
Go ahead.
Grace?
Greater than all our sin.
Greater than all our sin.
Thy sovereign music.
Thy sovereign.
Sovereign grace music.
Sovereign grace music.
Southern grace.
Sovereign grace music.
What's the name of the thing again?
Grace greater than all our sin.
Okay, grace greater than our sin.
Than all our sin.
Than all our sin. Let's see what comes up here. Sovereign grace music?
Yes, I get it.
Not Don Morin. Okay, here we go.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, honor on Calvary's mount outpoured, there the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace,
anybody else? I got one. It's fun that we do at the fellowship. We move all the chairs out the way. I'm telling you, we move all the chairs out of the way and we go to dancing. Y'all don't believe that. We do, though. You are. Where's the little bear? Okay, well, we'll go with the first one here.
Look what the Lord has done. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Look what that Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. Ooh, glory to God. Man, we get all worked up on that. Now, we'll dance around there for 15, 20 minutes. I ain't lying. Am I Debbie and Denny? Well, I ain't lying. Mm-mm. No, we'd love to do that for about 20 minutes. Get out there and cut up a rug. Okay, anybody else? What y'all got?
Michael?
Yeah.
I put mine in the chat if it's a name from song I like.
Okay, what is it? In the chat praise, room?
Yeah, and Praise You Anyway. Lyrics.
Okay, who's it by?
Life Breakthrough.
Praise You Anyway.
Yeah.
And it's by who?
Just type in Praise You Anyway. Yeah, lyrics. Yeah, that's the one.
Praise You Anyway. Life Breakthrough, New Gospel Country Song. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
All righty.
Thank you.
That sounds like a good one. New Gospel Country Song.
Worship be thy name, so I feel. Didn't get the thing I prayed. I worship you still for the sufferings I bear. When I'm down and weary, I praise you anyway. When I am alone, I call your name. Like thunder all over me, I call your name still in every frustration I have. These restless days, I praise you anyway. Everything that comes and everything I have, I praise you anyway. I will trust you, Lord, when I'm scared. When trouble comes and I couldn't understand. Everything that comes and everything I
Anybody else? Amen. All right, y'all just have to give me a little slack here now.
Is that anybody a banjo? Else? Was that a banjo, Michael?
Yeah, I was over here practicing it. I'm going to put that on. There's one I like. This is Southern Gospel Revival. One of my favorite bunch.
I thought number one would always be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Without you holding my hand.
Okay, Missy, what you got?
I saw a title come up there, but reminded me of a song that I was trying to think of, but anyway, it's called Ain't No Grave, but it's by Melody Joy.
Oh, that's not Courtney Patton?
No. This is a girl, she's, I don't think she's any more than 20 now. She's very talented.
What's her last name?
Just put Joy at the, Melody Joy.
Okay, let's see what happened.
Yeah, there.
The one this on one?
The, yes.
That says song 42.
There's a quiet place. It gives me peace when I'm alone with you.
Ain't No Grave, Melody Joy Cloud.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's under. Yeah.
Molly Skaggs, that looks like her right there.
That should have came up when you clicked that top one. There it goes. No. No, that that's not it? The one I want. No. Mm-mm.
I like it.
No, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As cruel as the grave, shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power, when my freedom song is found. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is a tyrant, he's always telling me to run. But love is a resurrection, and love is a trumpet sound. Oh, love is my weapon, I'm gonna take my giants down. There ain't no grave. And he took back every key, and he rose up.
shame.
I'll start again.
No grave could hold my body down.
I sang that wrong. It's not could till Jesus.
This is just bloopers at the end. Yeah, she's very talented. I she has her own YouTube channel, and she writes some of her own music, but she does a lot of covers.
That girl can sing.
Yes, she can.
Is her name Melody Joy Cloud, or is it Molly Skaggs?
No, Molly Skaggs is the one that she was. Who originally did it.
Oh.
But her name is Melody Joy Cloud.
Okay. I like her singing. She sings like I like. She does. She does good.
Good.
Okay, you got another? Anybody got one? Oh, well, she was on American Idol, huh?
She did try out. She didn't actually get on.
Oh, she didn't?
Uh-uh.
Here's another good one by these people. If somebody doesn't have one.
Hello, I have one. Hello?
I have to unmute. I'm sorry. What's the name of it?
Forever by Terry Gobi.
By Terry. Is that T-E-R-R-I?
Terry.
Terry Job.
Oh, okay, Job. Okay. Forever. Okay, we'll play it after this one, okay?
All right.
Oh,
I like that bunch. All right, anybody else? Okay, let's see. I get Megan's here, Forever by Carrie Joby. Let's see, K-R-I Joby here.
As heaven looked away, the Son of God.
Thank you, Lord. It says my internet connection is unstable. I don't believe that. I don't believe that a bit more. Well, what did y'all think about a praise in Washington? I was having fun. I don't know about y'all. I couldn't see all y'all. Amen, Monroe. Me too, brother. I got into it. I like those country ones the best, so that's just me. I just got that old country boy in me, and I ain't getting it out. Praise God. But I like them all. I kind of like them all. Anybody got anything that they want to share before we close out tonight? Wait a minute, somebody got something on the chat there. Joey and Rory, are you watching them too late, Dave? We'll get her next time, brother. Amen. I can't see the chat when I got the internet going, you know, thing going. I'm sorry. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just let our praises go up to you, Lord, and let it be a sweet smell to you, Lord. Let it be a sweet scent to you. And Lord, even though we weren't singing it ourselves, but we were singing it, you know, Lord, in our heart. And it was to you, Father, and I just ask you to receive it and bless us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us over the weekend. Lord, prepare us for these things ahead. Warn us through your Holy Spirit of any kind of danger that's around us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you prepare every one of us to be ready at all times, be listening in the Spirit for that still small voice that may warn us or tell us what to do. And I praise you for it, Lord. Take each one of us by the hand and lead us and show us what you want us to do. Lord, put it in our heart to ask in when we're in our prayer closets, what it is that you have on your heart, Lord, like that Lana Balzer said the other day that she asked you, what is it on your heart today, Lord, that you want to tell us about? And I ask, Lord, that you just give us that answer back quickly. And I praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, for protecting all my brothers and sisters over the weekend till we meet again next Tuesday night, God willing. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me unmute everybody. Well, good night, y'all. Bless you.
Good night.